broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two. Our goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio, in the traditions of our founding fathers, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, the blueprint for liberty. We believe the checks and balances are the solution to the problems we face. It's going to take a lot of hard work, ladies and gentlemen, but we, the people, can absolutely get it done. It's going to take a lot of hard work, though, I'm telling you right now. We got a row to hoe. The Republican convention, they want you to believe it had all kinds of turmoil to it. Not much. The Democratic convention, turmoil everywhere. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds today. First, a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting news the networks refused to use. Kind of the first day we were back yesterday from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We did not go to the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. Just don't have the money or time for it. And it's just incredibly hot. And divisions everywhere from what we understand. It's almost like they wanted to highlight divisions at the Republican Convention to make them seem similar. But oh boy, the difference could not be more striking if we tried. All right, a quick recap brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. We talked about Hillary Clinton taps Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her running mate. A lot of Bernie Sanders supporters now are angry. Even when Bernie tried to get his supporters to back Hillary Clinton, they booed big time. And most importantly, now they say they might even launch a challenge to Tim Kaine. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Dismayed by Trump, Bloomberg will endorse Clinton. That's a weird twist. Obama's half-brother may leak Obama. He says, I'm voting Trump. Wow. We also talked about CNN reporter Brianna Kaler. She was doing a little truth-telling about Hillary in her track record on crime in the context of Black Lives Matter, etc. Well, CNN cut off the feed. Sorry, Brianna. You're shut down. Alex Jones storms Young Turks show. Nearly gets into a fight on air, Russia Today. Disappointed in Alex Jones. He was a provocateur last week. The only times I heard of him was when he was getting into the middle of a peaceful rally with a bullhorn. And when he storms the Young Turks show. Neither have anything to do with legitimate, appropriate reporting. Who, what, when, where, why of stories. Liberty Roundtable was there live. The political cesspool was there. Recording interviews. Bottom line is two incredible shows from Liberty News Radio. We didn't have any confusion, any problems whatsoever. Just stellar, stellar reporting. DNC head Debbie Wasserman Schultz was dropped as a convention speaker. And basically had to resign. Then she tried to speak, and she got booed off the stage at the DNC. Bob Dole says Donald Trump's going to make a fantastic president. Bob Dole endorses Trump with full-throated enthusiasm. He attended the RNC as well. Delegates take Discord in Cleveland, all in stride, USA Today. There was a couple of little blips. But everybody got along and worked it out and got together. They say as spectacle winds down, Cleveland breathes easier. Well, I agree that anybody who has a big event in light of what's happened in America would be holding their breath, hoping things go well. But if you want to talk about a spectacle, just look to Philadelphia this week, ladies and gentlemen. Verizon to buy Yahoo for $4.8 billion. Merging it with AOL, that's interesting. We'll see how that pans out. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. You want incredibly tasting, nutrient-rich raw honey? Get a hold of our buddy Kirk Cosby, and he'll tell you the different flavors and kinds available to you. And if you're a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, he'll even give you a discount delivered directly to your door. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. And while you're talking to Kurt about raw honey and joining the GiveMeLibertyFund.com, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, ask Kurt to say, hey, how do I take the free scientifically backed vigor test? And then, after you know your energy levels, your discouragement or your cheerfulness barometer, if you will, then you can talk to Kurt about natural health and healing solutions to improve your energy level. Less depression, frustration, anger, discouragement, confusion, and more clear mind, energy. The list just goes on and on. All right, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. All right, leaked DNC documents show plans to reward big donors with federal appointments. What an absolute scandal. People's heads ought to roll, figuratively, obviously, but they ought to go to jail over this. This is absolutely pay-to-play criminal activity. DNC documents show that they'll reward people who put in cash with federal appointments. Criminal activity everywhere, folks. Trump's trillion-dollar FDR-inspired infrastructure proposal. See, I think this is a manipulation by the mainstream press. Hillary and Bernie and crew, they want to just promote socialism flat outright. But there's nothing wrong with building an infrastructure in America. It depends on who does it, for what reasons, and how much we spend and the circumstances. We should do it not to consolidate federal government control. Remember, the planks of the Communist Manifesto talk of centralized transportation. So don't let it happen. Now, are there federal or, you know, highways that could be funded by the states? Absolutely. Let's decentralize. And I support rebuilding America if we do it properly. Michael Moore gives five reasons why Donald Trump will be your next president. He says, say it over again. President Trump. President Trump. It will be, he claims. Trump loses lawsuit while gaining nomination. It's interesting how they let all Donald Trump's lawsuits all go forward. But Hillary's lawsuits are all on hold till after the election. Donna Brazil, or Brazil, however you say that, she will remain on CNN for convention coverage before taking over as DNC chair. Now, this is really sad to say. What's up with that? You're going to cover the Democratic National Convention, knowing full well you've already got a gig to be the next chair? The revolving door is absolutely in your face, people. And I say more. You think your coverage can be fair, knowing full well she's going to be the DNC chair? Wow. CNN outdoing themselves at this time. The revolving door between big media and government has never been greater highlighted than this. Why Obama's half-brother may leak, Obama says he'll be voting for Donald Trump. We covered that yesterday as well. Donald Trump comes out of his convention ahead of Hillary in the race for the White House. I guess he topped her. He's 44%. She's 39%, according to CNN. Now, this is where they said Donald doesn't stand a chance against Hillary. Now he's 44, she's 39. What do they say now? And the scandals about Hillary are just starting to take foothold. People can see it at the highlighted Philadelphia scandaled DNC event. It's crazy. It's only going to get worse. Remember this Schultz lady? Right? She basically got caught in a scandal then Hillary, after she had to get kicked out of the DNC, Hillary just hired her. Hillary loves this kind of scandal. What is it, Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Anyway, so she gets a job with Hillary's campaign. All that'll do is add to the corruption view. Yeah. China internet crackdown. Regulator bans original news reporting by websites. You heard me. China internet crackdown. Regulator bans internet news and original news reporting by websites. China promoting the tyrannical card. And then we talked about, quote, naked attraction. The apocalyptic rise of, quote, nude dating shows a terrible new dawn of dating shows. They say desirability is judged by genitalia alone. Wow. That's it. There's nowhere left for the dating show to go, they say. Is this the death of all civilization? We wrapped up the broadcast yesterday talking about this. And this one item of naked dating, putting it on TV, reality TV, that alone's not the death of civilization, no. But this immoral attitude or immoral America that we have today, the society is immoral. And I'm telling you, if we turn our back on God and promote an immoral viewpoint, we will indeed lose liberty. That is for sure. That's a wrap of the news the networks refused to use for yesterday's show. Always available online at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player on demand. News the networks refused to use today starts in seconds on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. You know, Kurt sends me all kinds of stories during the show, and then I add those stories to the show notes and prioritize the order in which we talk about a lot of the stories and stuff. So I'm grabbing stories. Kurt's grabbing stories. He's sending them to me, and I'm prioritizing them. Most of the time, I prioritize them based on the way they come in. In other words, whatever story comes in next, either mine or Kurt's, then it just goes in the line. Sometimes I hold a story. If I know there's a topic coming up that it relates to, so those stories can be together. Or sometimes I will, if I have a topic, for example, And then Kurt sends a story on that topic. Sometimes I'll move Kurt's story up ahead of some of mine because the topic's at hand and Kurt's got an incredible story on it. And so we do that. Then there's some stories that I literally hold till the next day if we're about out of time or if we can't cover a topic, if we have a guest and the topic's something totally different, then I'll hold that till the next day. Primarily because sometimes I don't want to just mention a story. I want to actually talk about that story. Or sometimes what I'll do if I get it in time and have the chance to pull it up quick enough, we'll mention a teaser headline the day before and then dive into the story the next day. Anyway, without further ado, I tell you that just so you kind of get a little behind the scenes of how Sam and Kurt work together and do all that stuff. But anyway, Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are welcome, my friend. And by the way, are you happy to be home from the Republican convention?
It sure is nice, to be in familiar surroundings and things like that. I'm not saying that, there wasn't, some enjoyment, doing that. But, it's like your comfort level just, goes way up,
Amen to that. I love being home with my wife and my children. And anyway, it's just, I'm not saying going on the road's the end of the world, and I'm glad to cover it and do a good job from the inside to give people the real scoop. I think we played a real pivotal role there, so much so the mainstream press is going berserk that we even were attending. But nevertheless, I find it just incredible to be home. It's all I'm telling you. Anyway, without further ado, though, one of the stories that I mentioned that I hold over is because I want to drill into it more. We just don't have the time to do it justice. But now we can. Headline, Michelle Bachmann, Trump got humbled at the RNC. Art Moore writes the piece, Kurt.
Yeah, WorldNet Daily's the source, and I didn't know this, but apparently Michelle Bachmann, a former Republican Congress member, is the member of a member of Donald Trump's team of faith advisors. I think Carson's there, and then probably Dobson, and several others.
But, yeah, there's several on that committee. Yeah, that's right. And I did read somewhere that Michelle was on that team, so it does not surprise me. And good for her, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, amen to that. I guess amen to that would be anyway. But the thing she said was she regarded a little part of his speech as a display of his humility when he commended the evangelical community. She was talking to this guy via phone line about Trump's comments, and she said that he said, he wasn't totally sure he deserved the support, she said that probably wasn't in the written text. And he went on to say, she went on to say, I think the moment came upon Trump and he recognized the humbleness that he had. Then she said the evangelical community was extremely generous with giving Trump the benefit of the doubt and support, she said, because I don't think anyone was looking for certification regarding his salvation or anything like that. She said, I think they wanted to know, where will you be regarding religious liberty in the United States? And so I guess during his speech, she said that this was the quote that she found, telling. She said, at this moment, when Trump was saying this, at this moment, I would like to thank the evangelical and religious community, because I'll tell you what, the support they've given me, and I'm not sure I totally deserve it, has been so awesome and has had such a big reason for me being here tonight. True, so true. And that's, I think, any great individual at least realizes that there's a whole lot more, that God has to do with things than just them, even a Donald Trump. With his many, maybe you shouldn't say conquests, but maybe his many accomplishments. She went on to you know, say a little bit more. She says, that is something that the evangelical community has been longing for, because we have been losing rights, whether it's through speech, whether it's bakers, florists, photographers being forced to either work to advance gay weddings, which is a violation of their conscience, or face ridiculous fines and the shuttering of their businesses. She says Trump, well, it says here Trump get this. I think she probably meant Trump gets this, you know. Oh, by the way, the other members of that team, they're listed down here. You got
Dr. Hold on, when Dobson, you say team, you're talking about the religious
that faith
panel, faith-based panel that
yeah,
Trump's got.
Faith right? Advisory board or whatever.
Yeah, good.
I guess there's approximately 20 members of it, and they have open access to the campaign to speak about issues that they see that they're concerned about. And so some of the other members are Dr. Dobson from Focus on the Family, formerly, you know, and then you got Reverend Jerry Falwell Jr., Richard Land, president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary, Ralph Reed, founder of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Those are just some that they list here. I don't have the full list, but
well,
Bachman,
and you know, Michelle
also,
Bachman's on there, right?
Yeah, good point. She also pointed to Trump's support of an effort to rescind the 1954 amendment sponsored by Senator Lyndon Johnson, LBJ, prohibiting churches and other nonprofits from advocating for or against a particular political candidate. You know, that's where they, at least one of the big places, they started the whole no more freedom
that's
of speech
right.
if you're religious, you know. She went
now,
on to
before
say
you
pastors,
go on to what she came, yeah. went on to say, there's a couple other people from our interviews at the Republican National Convention that we know. Looks like Tony Perkins yeah. is on that group as
oh,
well,
good
Kurt.
Point.
It also yeah. looks like David Barton is on that group. Those are things we found out talking to David Barton personally
talking
there at the Republican
him.
National
yeah.
Convention.
Good point.
So there's a lot of good people, and it really comes to down to who will be surrounding the Donald and who will have his ear for especially religious freedom in America. Continue that,
yes.
but there's a lot I want to talk about with regards to this story, Kurt. This is, in my opinion,
it's very
huge.
Important. Yeah, good point. And yet, in my opinion, there's very few standard places like USA Today, NBC, CNN, all the big boys, even Rush. I don't think Rush Limbaugh is going to talk much about this. You know, Hannity, even Glenn Beck, you know, these should be a big story, you know, in my opinion. But she went on to say, pastors within their pulpit need the freedom to speak, she said. Well, I would agree with that, and I think everybody everywhere needs the freedom of speech. That's what freedom of speech is all about. Then she went on, she says, that is the greatest form of government censorship in the United States is the American pulpit, and most people don't realize it. Yeah, good point. You know, I mean, it's certain.
See, she nails it here. And remind yeah. me to go back to the Black Regiment, Kurt. What I want to do is take this
point.
Quick pause. I want you to finish some of the points here in the article. But then there's several things I want to address about this. One is the willingness for Donald Trump to listen. And number two, this incredible piece of the Black Regiment. She's right. One of the most greatest violations of free speech is attacking religious leaders in the pulpit, because that can make the biggest difference in terms of a revival or repentance for this country. This is critical. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news, begins a recent essay by leftist filmmaker Michael Moore, but I gave it to you straight last summer when I told you that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee for president. And now I have even more awful, depressing news for you. Donald J. Trump is going to win in November. Go ahead and say the words, because you'll be saying them for the next 4 years. President Trump. Moore presented 5 reasons why he believes Trump's victory is all but certain. First, what he calls the Rust Belt Brexit, the reaction of blue-collar residents of the Midwest. to Trump's economic nationalist appeal. Second, the last stand of the angry white man, a reaction on the part of male voters to the prospect of a female chief executive. This ties into reason three, the Hillary problem, a recognition of the massive unpopularity of Mrs. Clinton, who is too hawkish for liberals and too much of a social liberal for conservatives. This in turn gives rise to the fourth problem, the depressed Sanders vote. Most intriguing of all is what Moore calls the Jesse Ventura effect, the appeal of a political novice and perceived maverick who upends the political establishment. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. At roughly the same time Donald Trump was accepting the Republican presidential nomination, Miami Circuit Judge Jorge Cueto ordered a company owned by the nominee to pay $300,000 in attorney fees arising from a lawsuit he lost to a contractor whom he hadn't paid. Juan Carlos Enriquez, head of a family-owned business called The Paint Spot, signed a $200,000 contract to help renovate the Trump National Golf Course in Doral. As he has on many other occasions, Trump capriciously decided not to pay the full amount he owed. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about an incredible story. Michelle Bachmann is the one that the story's primarily about because she's the one making the comments as she sits on this religious panel, a religious committee, advisory panel, if you will. For Donald Trump. And you got WorldNet Daily, one of the gutsy news services covering this, and I commend them for doing so. Art Moore is the author. And Kurt gave me this story yesterday, but man, we just didn't have time to drill into it. And I believe this is one of the most important stories in the nation right now. Now, I know they want to tell you that sex and division and cops and battles and shootings and I don't know, whatever the doings of who knows who is and everything is important, but I submit to you that's all bogus. This story is one of the most important stories because it lays out relationships between people. It finds olive branches for people to work together. It works on solutions in a big way. And so she's saying Donald got humbled at the RNC. He kind of just took assessment of his surroundings and went, wow, I want to thank the evangelical community or thank the Christians, if you will, for giving me a chance, even if I don't deserve it. And Michelle Bachmann really focusing on this point, talking about, hey, this is critical, a critical point for Donald to admit. And I would concur with her completely, Kurt. Keep going on this article, and then we'll drill into a couple of topics and concepts I want to get at. One of them is the black regiment of yesteryear in America and the role they played. Two, the willingness for Donald to listen. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with those comments, Sam. And, you know, the key thing, one of the things for Michelle here is to remember who this lady is. In case you're not aware, she spent 8 years in the House of Representatives. She was Minnesota's first female member of Congress. So 8 years, that's four terms elected from Minnesota. She also ran as a for president in 2012. You know, and you look at her situation and this one fact that we already pointed out, this idea that where Trump is saying that he's not for this deal of making churches have to have kind of limited speech if they want certain tax benefits. And that's basically, you know, government censorship is what she calls it here. And
by the way, Kurt, we couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it just doesn't, it's not a right thing. And that's been going on for how many years now? And so at least they're willing to look at it and talk about it. And maybe, you know, in many ways that means it's a new dawn for America. Now, she went on to say that she says, now that was remarkable. This is the part where she talks about Trump saying he's looking for pro-life judges. She says, that was remarkable because our prior Republican nominees, she doesn't list them, but we could, who probably gave an even deeper nod to evangelicals in the past, you know, said they were all Christians, etc., and all that, but then they didn't really act like it, I would say. And then she goes, even they weren't willing to flat out come and say it. Look, I'm looking for pro-life judges. They wouldn't say that, but they, you know, would kind of wink about it, where she went on to say they might wink and nod about it, but they didn't overtly come out the way Donald Trump did. Then the article continues, Bachman said that while evangelicals might not always agree with Trump about certain spiritual or religious matters, she said, I do think we can take great comfort in the fact that he has 1950s sensibilities in the sense of standing up for pro-life. She said she doesn't know whether or not, as has been reported, Trump recently made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Her words were, he hasn't spoken to me about it. I only have read what other people have read about this issue, that issue. But, you know, those are key issues, key things that, you know, she went on to say, Sam, that the whole bathroom.
And let me just stop you there. You've made the point very well that I wanted to make about Donald's willingness to listen. You know, it's one thing just to give lip service to something. It's like, oh, yeah, I like the evangelical. It's kind of like Cruz, you know. Ted Cruz really kind of gave a lot of lip service to the Republican Christian right organizations, whatever you want to call them. But I'm not so sure that he really listened to them. Now, I'm not saying Cruz is a bad guy, but I'm not so sure that he would have a group like this that Donald has. I don't know. I just know that every other religious president, people have told me, oh, this guy's religious, but he never really had this group of advisors that I know that really talked to him and that he listened. So there's a big difference here, whether Donald's perfect or not, whether he's a baby Christian or not. He is willing to listen, and this proves it, Kurt. This proves that there's will. Now, whether he'll take action on his listening, I don't know. But putting forth his list of judges, I would submit to you that some good advisors somewhere helped him come up with that list. I don't think Donald came up with it in a vacuum. And good so this point that Michelle Bachman is making about his willingness to interact with and listen to religious leaders is critical. And Michelle made that point. I just want to reiterate it. That's vital. I also want to add to this the Black Regiment piece. Now, that has nothing to do with race. If you're in the mainstream press and you're ignorant, go learn about the Black Regiment, okay? Had to do with what? The clothing they wore, Kurt? The black robes they wore?
Good point.
And it had to do with some of them were black, some of them were white. It wasn't a racial thing at all.
No.
But the idea was what a critical role preaching in the pulpit makes for the hearts and minds of men. And women, obviously, but and the goal was to really help people understand the religious reasons for example, for defense, for protecting God, family, and country, for protecting our wives and our children, for standing for religious liberty, for understanding that King George was out of line. And the Black Regiment, meaning the preachers speaking in the pulpit, made an incredible difference back in that day. And our good friend, a well-known pastor, Chuck Baldwin, really educates about this Black Regiment. He lives in Montana. He's a preacher. He has a Liberty Fellowship church up there. Just tremendous stuff. But anyways, we need to bring back this black regiment idea. And the problem is the laws have been set against religious leaders and against their free speeches, threatening them with financial repercussions if they speak out about religious topics in the political sphere, if you will. And it's criminal. It needs to stop. And Donald Trump's been the only one to signal that he's willing to do something about this, Kurt. This is critical to know. Is Trump perfect? No. Is he religious enough for me? No. Does he have a past that concerns me? Yes. But you know what? When I start to see this signaling of things that, if there's one change in America that can be made, I've always mentioned that it would be education, Kurt. I mean, I know we need to get rid of the IRS and the Federal Reserve. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, it's hard when you got such a target-rich environment. However, I've always mentioned that education is the key. If we're not educated, we can't be free. And if there's one way to change the educational landscape in America, it would be to allow the preachers to speak freely without reprisal and to let them teach to all topics and to speak out about these things relating to abortion or any political topic they choose. And Donald Trump is the only one that I know in my lifetime, Kurt, that really directly signaled, hey, I will try to change this. Whether he'll get it done or not, I don't know. It depends on how many people surround him. It depends on what kind of pressure we put on him to do so. It depends on how true his baby Christian faith really is. I don't know those things. I don't know everything. But I know this. I haven't seen somebody else signal like this, Kurt, in my whole lifetime. Have you? Not even
nope.
Reagan.
No. Yeah, good point. I mean, he certainly would have known this was an issue, you know, for the churches to not be able to speak freely.
Well, if he didn't know, he doesn't have the advisors to be able to know. See, that's the whole point again, is that this is different, yeah. Kurt, somehow. And I don't know if Trump's genuine about this. I sure pray that he is. But this is, in my opinion, one of the most critical stories in America. Because I've always said, if we're going to restore America, we've got to turn to God and we've got to have God back in our society. And shutting down religious leaders, the black regiment of yesteryear, bringing them into modern times would be one of the greatest educational changes we can make. Just imagine if leaders of churches were able to clearly go against abortion and stand for pro-life, clearly go against relationships that are out of bounds with God's law and God's commandments, literally go after the moral idea that socialism is wrong, charity is a wonderful thing, allowing these churches to take care of the homeless and do all these things. Just imagine the changes that could take place if there wasn't some kind of a hostile IRS muzzling of free speech for these leaders of churches. Just imagine that, folks. When we get back, Kurt's got a couple of final comments from this article, but this is worth the time on this because in my opinion, and I, you know, I'm entitled to it, and it's as valuable as anybody else's maybe, but I'm telling you, this is one of the most critical pieces in America today that we should discuss and make popular. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So anyway, I don't mean to just talk about this forever, and but I'm telling you, this is one of the most critical stories in America today. Michelle Bachmann through WorldNet Daily talking about the importance of Donald Trump willing to listen, and Donald Trump literally having an advisory panel from religious leaders. And his willingness to listen to them, and most importantly, his willingness to change these free speech violations by your out-of-control, belligerent federal government, where they use tax carrots and sticks against religious leaders, saying, you know what, you shut up and you're fine, you'll get a special government privilege. You speak out, though, and we'll beat you to a pulpit with the IRS. The Internal Revenue Service will come
beat
get you.
Beat you to a pulpit?
Yeah, good
is that
point.
What you said?
Good point there, Kurt. See, and that's kind of the issue. This is one of the most important religious liberty stories in America today, and it's being ignored by everybody but us and Michelle and WorldNet Daily and a few good men, if you will, a few good people. But this is critical because the Black Regiment used to be the key for Americans to understand what is at stake, to understand, to get their hearts and minds right as they stand for the fight for religious and moral liberty, Kurt.
That's a great point, and she does reference the whole, bathroom issue where, talks about the state, what was it, North Carolina, where they're, they were told,
yes,
hey,
sir,
man, because you guys are doing this, we're not sending you federal money or whatever.
The NBA won't play there. I mean, it's just goofy stuff everywhere.
Just wacky
Peter Thiel and crew won't set up a division of PayPal there. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. And, some folks, even a... our buddy Andrew has taken the steps to say, look, I'm not doing the PayPal thing anymore because of what you guys are doing to North Carolina. And I recommend that. I'm in the process of, searching out options myself for, going away from PayPal myself, I'm sure you've got some ideas.
But anyway, Michelle Bachmann doing a great job. It's vitally important. That's all going on. Anyway, I just bring it up because I think it's critical. And I think one of the things that we've allowed in America to happen is we've shut down religious leaders from speaking their minds, educating people about the proper role of limited government, the appropriate role of charitable ideas and efforts by individuals and churches. Let me give you an example to make the point. There's a guy, he's a Cincinnati police officer, Kurt. His name is Freddie Gray. No, Freddie Vincent. Sorry, not Freddie Gray. That's the guy that got killed. Freddie Vincent, he's a Cincinnati police officer. You probably never heard of this guy. But he faces punishment, Kurt, for public outreach. No joke. Like many of his professional colleagues, Officer Freddie Vincent of the Cincinnati, Ohio Police Department has urged young Black males to comply with the instructions of police officers, to be respectful, and to not resist. This is especially important for encounters for young black men, Officer Vincent continues, because they, he means police officers, you know what, are on the alert, right? They're on the alert because of the problems that we've all seen. Okay? Now, he says that police are looking for a reason to kill a black man. I don't agree with that, but I will say that this idea to have advice, he says his advice might have offended a handful of people. But in substance, it differs very little from essays written by active duty police officers and police trainers. The article goes on, Kurt, and I don't agree with everything in the article, but I will say this. To be respectful, to comply with law enforcement, is a good idea. And is one of the educational opportunities that we need in pulpits all across the country. Not because the police are always right, but because if you want to have a ratcheting down or a de-escalation, it's going to start with Americans not provoking the police, not making things worse. Then it's going to be a real focus on us training the police to step back and say, look, everybody out there is not an enemy. Most people are compliant, good people. And we're going to have to train police officers to de-escalate, to stand down, to give people the benefit of the doubt. And we're going to have to train individuals or the American people. Look, the cops aren't your enemy either. And I think it's going to take training. And even if I don't like every comment in the article, like this idea that he says cops are looking for a chance to beat people up or whatever, I don't know about that. I don't agree with that. I think there might be some cops doing that, but most are not, Kurt, really. But he faces punishment for public outrage. See, and the religious leaders are in the same boat, Kurt. They've been facing punishment for their public outreach many, many times. All right, anyway, enough of that. But anything else in this article, though, I think it's critical to talk about, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, when a good policeman does something good, it's just not going to get covered because it's not the old, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, what a shame. We got to change this narrative, folks. We're not in it just for ratings. We're in it to tell the tale of liberty and to bring people together and to solve problems and to make America better.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now there's a couple of stories that relate to this, and I bring this all up because it really relates to the same contextual discussion that we're having. Venezuelans, Kurt, continued to flee economic meltdown. Liberty News Daily has the piece. The second headline says this. Hungry, desperate Venezuelans, refugees, if you will, continue to flee their socialist-ruled country for neighboring Colombia in search of food, according to the AFP News Service. Now, I think it's horrible that they have to flee for food and that their country is so tyrannical. But I will say this, though. There's an opportunity, and especially in America, where churches would step in, where individuals who believe in charity would, by their own free will and choice, by volunteer efforts, step in. And that's one of the things missing when you basically crank down or ratchet down religious liberties. Those opportunities are not available. And you're seeing that somewhat in America. You're seeing that in full force in Venezuela. But the answer is religious liberty, Kurt. Again, to solve these problems, the answer is religious liberty. And then for the people to be motivated by understanding God's law and his will for his children and solutions that can be provided by good, honest, volunteer efforts, taught to serve, to be involved in humanitarian efforts, and more. The churches are the answer here, Kurt.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. You know, when you look at the whole... the churches, this is the way it was before. So many times, all you have to do in life is look and say, hey, what worked before? Now, if something's not working, don't embrace it, but look and say, what did we do before? What was the key? In our country's early history, it was pretty easy to understand. We, you know, the churches, the charitable institutions of the time, took care of those things, and they can do it again if government will simply get out of the way.
And that's the whole point, and that's why I bring it up in the context of this current discussion we're having right now. Kurt, it turns out that Bernie got booed by his own supporters. Bernie booed by his own delegates when he asked supporters to support Hillary.
Well, and you could tell why, right, Sam? I mean,
heck yeah.
They're just not like, hey, you know, you've been telling us all the bad that she's been doing and all this insider stuff that she's been working on, and now we're just supposed to forget all that and just, embrace her. These are not people that are that easily swayed, I don't think, and they're not just going to do what he tells them.
Well, and I hope that's true, because I'm telling you right now. Again, is Hillary putting all her branches to the Christian voters?
I don't see
it. To the Christian leaders? Creating an advisory panel? Is she talking about the abuse that Americans have taken under the violation of free speech by our government that's crossing the lines? I don't think so. So we're starting to see a more... I don't know what you say. In-your-face contrast, Kurt.
Yes.
Between what Donald and what Hillary would do.
Yep.
It's starting to become that simple.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point.
I mean, I personally
am a
Constitution Party supporter, Kurt. But given this, though, you got to see the contrast here.
Well, that's right. And you even mentioned before, imagine if he would include people from... the other parties, for example, the Constitution Party, and say, look, let's work on this all together so that it's not like we're just going to, be all divided about it, but let's work on this together and imagine the benefits of something like that with a great leader like Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley.
And the hostility around the world towards religious leaders is just escalating big time. Elderly priest. You've got a few seconds before the end of the hour for this one, Kurt. This fits in nicely with the points we're making here.
Well, you're right, Sam. I mean, this guy is 86 years old. A couple of ISIS knifemen basically beheaded him at the altar in his church. Took some other hostages, some nuns and some other worshipers there. Police showed up, and guess what they used to stop this whole problem? Yep, a gun. That's right. They shot both attackers, and they searched for other bombs. But the bottom line is, that's what happened. And it's more of this whole terrorist kind of thing against religion. Right, Sam?
I'm convinced religious liberty is one of the most important discussions in America that needs to be had to date. For so many reasons, I can't even get into them all. But I'm telling you right now, good for Donald Trump, good for Michelle Bachmann, good for WorldNet Daily for bringing this to our attention. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.